Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Fifth Trimester, The Working Mom's Guide to Style, Sanity, and Success. After Baby by Lauren Smith Brody is a nonfiction guide about the transition back to work after childbirth. Rather than treating the return as a simple resumption of professional life, the book defines this period as a distinct stage with its own physical, emotional, and logistical demands. Brody draws on interviews with working mothers, along with broader research and workplace experience, to address the gap between the brief maternity leaves common in the United States and the much longer recovery and adjustment period many parents actually need. All the book is both practical and cultural in scope. It gives advice on pumping, childcare, scheduling, and self-presentation, while also examining how workplaces can respond more realistically to parenting employees. Its purpose is to help new mothers navigate a difficult transition with greater confidence, self-compassion, and strategic support. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the fifth trimester, as a distinct stage of postpartum work transition, Brody's larger point is that naming the experience helps normalize it. When a phase has no name, people often interpret its difficulty as personal weakness. The fifth trimester offers a shared vocabulary for what is otherwise an isolating experience. It also encourages more realistic planning, because a named stage can be anticipated, discussed, and supported. The result is a practical reframe. The challenge is not whether a mother can return to work, but how she can do so while acknowledging that adaptation takes time. Secondly, why the book treats self-care and style as functional tools, not vanity, the logic is not that appearance solves structural problems, but that it can support resilience during a vulnerable period. Brody links this to self-compassion, showing that harsh self-criticism is common after childbirth and often intensified by fatigue, bodily changes, and social comparison. By treating self-care as practical rather than indulgent, the book broadens the meaning of readiness for work. It suggests that confidence is built not only through scheduling and childcare, but also through rituals that help a mother recognize herself again. This makes the book unusual within the working parent genre, because it addresses both logistical survival and the emotional significance of being seen as oneself. Concrete workplace strategies for pumping, scheduling, and asking for flexibility. The underlying argument is that mothers should not have to choose between professionalism and bodily care. Pumping, for example, becomes a test of whether the workplace can adapt to a worker's actual life. Likewise, requesting flex time is framed not as a weakness, but as a legitimate management conversation. Brody's approach is persuasive because it treats these issues as normal parts of employment rather than side concerns. That helps readers see that many of the most stressful parts of returning to work are not personal failings, but predictable points of friction between corporate routines and postpartum realities. Fourthly, research-based advocacy for longer leave and more realistic recovery timelines. This topic also matters because it gives the book moral and practical force. If the problem is structural, then support should also be structural better leave policies, more flexible managers, and clearer workplace norms. Brody's research-based stance prevents the book from becoming simply a motivational guide. Instead, it becomes an argument for changing expectations. That distinction is important because the book does not tell mothers to endure silently. It asks them, and the institutions around them, to recognize the actual timeline of recovery and the professional cost of ignoring it. In that sense, the book functions as both a guide and a critique of prevailing workplace norms. Lastly, reframing working motherhood as a workplace culture issue, not just a private one, this is where the book extends beyond self-help. Brody connects the experience of the individual mother to questions about leadership, empathy, and policy. Her argument is that if workplaces become more flexible and honest about caregiving, they can improve not only parent support, but overall organizational health. That wider framing distinguishes the book from narrower parenting guides because it asks readers to consider systems rather than isolated coping strategies. It also helps explain why the book has appeal for women returning from leave and for people responsible for shaping the environments they return to. The result is a book that combines personal guidance with institutional critique. In conclusion, The Fifth Trimester is best suited for new working mothers, partners who want to understand the postpartum return to work, and managers or HR professionals responsible for supporting employees after leave. Its main value is practical realism. Rather than offering generic encouragement, it addresses the concrete problems that shape this transition: pumping logistics, sleep deprivation, childcare decisions, confidence, scheduling, and the emotional strain of resuming work before recovery is complete. Readers looking for a book that acknowledges both the body and the workplace will find it especially useful. What makes it stand out in the parenting and career advice category is its dual focus. It is not only a guide for surviving early motherhood, and not only a critique of workplace policy, it is both at once. Brody's research-informed approach, combined with her attention to style and self-compassion, gives the book a grounded and unusually specific perspective. For readers who want a book that turns a difficult life stage into something intelligible and actionable, this title offers clear distinction from more generalized books about work-life balance. If you would like to support Lauren Smith Brody, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.